1911 revolution obviously brought to an end the imperial system in China after intense political and social conflict during the late Qing dynasty. At its best, I think the imperial system provided unity, stability and order, relative prosperity, cultural brilliance, effective governance, and international respect. And one can say that since 1911, China has been on a quest to restore all of those things. And obviously, some objectives compete with the other. So far, we've seen two approaches, two sort of tentative solutions to that quest. One is the ROC on Taiwan. The other is the PRC on the mainland. The quest is not over, but the centenary is a good time to reflect back on the revolution itself, what happened after, and what it means today. And to help us get started on this part of the program, it's my great pleasure to invite Ambassador Jason Yuan, who is Taiwan's representative here in the United States and the defender of Taiwan's interests here, to say a few words. Ambassador Yuan.
Dr. Bush, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, before I start my remarks, I just want to say I just got back from New York City late last night. And because my Vice President Vincent Xu had a very, very smooth transit through New York City from Panama and Paraguay. And he learned I'm privileged to invite to be here with you all. So he asked me to say hello, particularly his best friend, Richard Bush, and all his friends, old friends, back in Taiwan and here to say hello to everybody. And in the meantime, also about a week ago, my President Ma Ying-jeou had a very, very successful video conference at CSIS. He also wanted me to take this opportunity to say hello to everybody who attended or who read his text during that conference. Today, I really would first like to extend my thanks to the Brookings Institution for inviting me to give these remarks at this very, very important forum. For over 90 years, Brookings has been a leading voice in the formation and the refinement of an international system that is more secure, equitable, and predictable. The people of Taiwan are grateful to your institution's contributions to the fulfillment of this vision in East Asia, which has allowed both Taiwan and the region as a whole to prosper. It is also a great pleasure and an honor for me to exchange views with such distinguished panelists as we commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Republic of China. I know some scholars today will focus on a historical review of the past 100 years, so I would like to focus on the present day and how our goals and achievements are already shaping the future. Republic of China in year 2011 is a land of political freedom and economic opportunities. These features did not arise without effort. It is because our values and the perseverance so we can achieve so much in so little time. But they also required one other element, a spirit of openness that has helped accelerate our progress. And that will be essential as we step into the future. It is the element that I would like to address today because it has not only stimulated our political and economic development, but is also contributing to cross-strait reapproachment, strengthening the U.S.-Taiwan strategic partnership, and assuring a bright future for the Republic of China on Taiwan. As you all know, the Republic of China is the first republic in Asia, and the modern ROC is the first truly democratic political system in Asia, a distinction that our citizens continue to pride in. Our first direct presidential election was held in 1996, and like all young democracies, modern ROC endeavored to live up to the principles enshrined in its constitution. Now, with our next presidential election on the horizon and the two peaceful transitions of power already behind us, the resilience of Taiwan's democracy is assured. Our open system is fortified by transparent governance, a healthy business climate, and independent and lively media, a vocal civil society, and accountable elected officials. For these reasons, Freedom House recently gave Taiwan some of its highest marks for political and civil rights. In the arena of trade and economic competitiveness, Taiwan's progress in recent decades has been nothing short of astounding. Taiwan's per capita GDP was U.S. $18,603 in year 2010, a far cry from 1951, when per capita GDP was only U.S. $154. And while much of the world continues to struggle to regain the momentum lost from the global economic crisis, Taiwan is racing ahead. Our growth rate of 10.82% last year outpaces mainland China and eclipses the global growth rate of 4.1%. Taiwan's unemployment rate of 4.48% is considerably lower than that of the U.S.